This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. Not a victory Monday, but a victory Friday. And a Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, ate too much. We come in still in a bit of a food coma. Tough to get going this morning. But where we get to talk about a Redskins win, a gutty performance. I don't need style points in the National Football League.
Well, Never have them.
Never will. 20-10 final. But this was gritty with all the injuries, backups all over the place. You got, at one point, a left tackle who's not even a guard, who's not even a center, who's not even... I mean, I don't even know if this guy was like made in a lab a week ago because they needed him to be. When you got Tyler Catalina at tackle and Ari Quanjo next to him at guard and Tony Bergstrom at center and four linemen out, didn't matter. The Redskins offense churned out big rushing yards in the second half. Kirk Cousins made some big-time throws in the red zone, and these Skins win a game they needed.
Man, oh, man. First of all, the field was a disgrace. That's an embarrassment. Every time that aerial shot, I cringed. That was bad. Put that aside. This is one of those we said this all week long. Something about the Giants and the way that they play this Redskins offense, it doesn't look the same. They struggle against the Giants' defense.
I think it's that their defensive line is very good, and they just chew the Redskins' offensive line apart.
And I think that's a part of it. I think they can a lot of times rush with four, cover with a certain amount. Something about the way they play coverage. It's just a discomfort is the way it looks like. Now, That's with all the other caveats that you just mentioned. The amount of injuries is staggering. The only guys that are capable, I mean, Vernon Davis – was standing the block for the most part yesterday. I thought he would have a massive day.
Yeah, a bunch of people were tweeting me last night going, what happened to Vernon Davis? Did you see their offensive line?
Yeah.
He was an extra tackle for much of last night.
For the most part, he was, because the Giants couldn't be more vulnerable to tight ends. We think we have it bad here. For them, it's that times 1,000.
They'd given up a receiving touchdown to a tight end in every game until last week against Kansas City.
And so, by the way, and they have Travis Kelce. It's not like he was quiet either. Went for over a buck, I believe. But Jameson Crowder was the star of this game. Goodness gracious, get him the football. I will tell you this, point for you, point and a bunch of points for Chris Russell. I'm sure he's taking victory lap right now. I can't wait to hear him sound his own trumpet. The stick with the run, folks. The first half, disastrous. I think it was 7 yards on the ground for Samaje Perine. Was it 5 carries, 7 yards or something?
I think they had 6 carries for 5 yards by running backs in the first half.
It was tumultuous. At best, it was awful. I mean, they couldn't do anything. I'm saying stop trying to do that.
And they didn't in the first half, by the way. I think the play discrepancy was like 20 passes and 6 runs in the first half.
Somehow they did something in the second half, whether it was the 2 tight end look, where it was that cutback lane was available on some of those outside zones, the stretch plays, whatever it was. They look like a completely different team running the football.
Yeah.
Perine had 87 yards at one point, I think, on 13 carries in the second half. A completely different team. So stick one for the stick with the run, guys.
Perine rushed for 100 yards for a second straight game.
Yeah, man.
He has gone for a buck in 2 consecutive games. I don't think Rob Kelly ever did that, by the way. Now, there is nothing sexy about Samaje Perine with the football. There is nothing electrifying. I was talking to a bunch of people in the press box yesterday before the game, and for the most part, people were not overly impressed with the game that he turned in against New Orleans, even though he put up numbers. He made some big-time runs in the second half of that game, and the same thing happened yesterday. Again, I've said this since the beginning, Danny. I believe this guy gets better with carries and gets better as games go along. And there is no denying he was better late yesterday than early.
2 for 2. You've got that in your ledger.
24 attempts for 100 yards, 4.2 a pop. And he has now gone for 117 and 100 in the last 2 games. A great sign for the Redskins. Byron Marshall, whose worst play of the game was when he just volleyball set a football into the air to be returned for a touchdown.
Great set for a spike kill for the USA volleyball team.
Now, was it a good throw by Kirk Cousins? No. It was too high. It was a bad throw. He had his foot caught in the turf.
Catch the ball.
So it's an incompletion.
Catch the ball.
What it shouldn't have been is an interception or a pick six. I'm sure the Detractors of the quarterback will find a way to blame him on that.
We catch the football.
Byron Marshall actually has a little bit of speed that I find intriguing on this offense the rest of the way because they are completely devoid of it right now.
They're without.
He got the edge on a run that went for 11 yards at one point where I kind of went, and I wrote it down. I said, speed. Didn't see that coming. Four attempts for 18 yards.
A bit of a burst, as they say.
At the receiver position, you mentioned Crowder, who went for 141 on 7, a career-high day in receiving for Jamison Crowder. Here was the plan from about the mid-second quarter on. Where is 80? Throw 80 the football. And he was open in the middle of the field a lot. You know why? Because the Giants have you said, what do they do differently? It's a lot like what Carolina does, by the way.
Yeah.
They play their DBs, and they kind of have these zones on the outside that make life difficult on outbreaking routes, which the Redskins really like. And they make life difficult outside the numbers. But yesterday, they were susceptible in the middle of the field where Cousins loves to throw to Crowder. One thing I've noticed the last 2 weeks as Jamison Crowder, second half of the game in New Orleans, got off after the Thompson injury. And then yesterday, number one, without Thompson, he is the new go-to guy safety valve.
Yeah, and he should be.
Absolutely, because he's the only legitimate established stud they have on offense. Number two, he is healthier than he was early in the season. Remember early in the year when he was dropping punts, putting them on the carpet, but he also was just going like 2 for 26 a lot in the passing game.
He had like 180 yards for the first 4 or 5 games. There's nothing.
He was on the injury report a lot, remember, with a hamstring and whatever else was going on. I actually think he is now healthy, and he's just back to being Jamison Crowder.
Makes sense.
I give Piron credit as a receiver as well. They don't have Chris Thompson. He caught 3 balls for 30 yards yesterday. He got 4 targets. He did drop the first pass of the night that came his way, but he was important. Niles Paul had a 3-catch game. That hasn't happened in some time. That happened again because Vernon Davis was used mostly as a blocker. It was a weird night for your boy Josh Doctson, and I say your boy facetiously. It wasn't particularly good. He had the false start, which was costly. He had a drop on a 4th down, although I still can't tell. I got to rewatch
it. I thought the defender got a piece of that.
If he got a piece of it, then I'm not going to fault him.
I could have sworn he did live, but everybody seemed to say it's a drop, and they kind of moved on. Everyone was tweeting that it was a drop.
Right.
I thought the defender got his hand in there.
So I did too. Initially, I saw him just drop it. On the first replay, I thought maybe the defender tipped it, and then they never showed a good one, which I guess is why people just moved on. If, in fact, the DB tipped that, then I don't really fault him as much. The play right before that, he ran short of the sticks, casually out of bounds, a yard shy of a first down. So those were some of the bad. He ran an exceptional route on the touchdown catch at the end
gorgeous.
Of the game.
Just gorgeous. The throw, everything about it. The toe tapping. Hold the football. You see how he secured that football?
Yes.
So valuable. He understands the value of that football. I love that.
That was a massive catch for the 14-yard touchdown to put the Giants away. And it was a perfect ball from Kirk Cousins. Pretty much any receiver in the NFL should catch that for a touchdown, frankly. So the catch wasn't as great as I thought the route was. And he got the DB on his back. And at that point, you've won. And if Cousins throws a dime, which he did, you score a touchdown.
Also, don't forget. They squandered the opportunity. They got in the red zone and completely fizzled out. But because you and I will disagree whether he's special right now or not. You and I will disagree if he's a number one, a number two, a number three, whatever the hell. Here's what he does well. Drawing that pass interference penalty, that's massive.
Yeah, it's a 40-yard play.
They don't have other weapons right now, especially without Jordan Reed, especially without Chris Thompson, especially without their normal means to move the football. I'm dialing that up a couple times. To me, a 50-50 ball, quote-unquote, it's not really that because – so many good things can happen on a deep pass, even if it's an interception. It's a punt. I'm trying that ever so often with him. I'm doing that, and that led to a huge field position change and some points. He was responsible for 10 points.
By the way, if not for the interference, it was actually a really good throw.
Yeah.
That is a catch for a 40-some yard gain.
Absolutely.
It basically, you know what it was? It was Seattle all over again.
Yeah.
Because he would have made a diving catch into the middle of the field, and he almost made a one-handed grab anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the 40-yard PI. I mean, you add that to his night, he went for 70 yards and a touchdown last night.
Absolutely.
If you add it to his ledger. Maurice Harris didn't get much of a chance to impact the game. 2 catches for 12 yards. But he always knows where the first down sticks are.
Oh, it makes me
so happy. Love 13. I want that guy to be more involved.
Makes me so happy.
A couple other guys I want to call attention to. Before we get to the defense. Tress Way. Tress Way punted his butt off last night.
He had a day, didn't he?
He had 7 punts. He swung and maintained field position all night long. He averaged 44 a pop. His net was 40, which is kind of Pro Bowl stuff. He pinned 4 punts inside the 20, and it would have been 5 with a ball at the 5, if not for an idiot who's been a Redskin for a half hour.
Oh, Pete Robinson.
Pete Robertson grabbing the ball, and just running into the end zone with it 5 yards away from where he caught it.
I was curious as to what that gentleman was thinking at that time.
I was curious as to what Jay Gruden was thinking at that time.
Yeah.
Maybe get me off this sideline as fast as possible.
That was not a special play.
So I thought Tress Way was awesome. Nick Rose, by the way, 2-for-2 field goals, 2-for-2 extra points. All those things loomed large in a game early on where there was no margin for error.
Did you have that gasp feeling on when they're up a touchdown? The Giants can't move the ball. They're done offensively.
Right.
That little chip shot field goal. Did you have that, oh my God, what if it gets blocked and returned?
I felt great because of how short it was. But if it was from 44 or something, I would have felt terrible.
I had that feeling like this is how it's going to go. This apocalyptic, oh my God, moment is going to happen. Just casual. Casual knocked it through. I loved it.
Defensively, Ryan Kerrigan. People love to tell me how he's just good. He's not great. He doesn't make enough plays. This game was very simple on paper. You and I talked about this on Wednesday.
Yes.
If Ryan Kerrigan and your outside linebackers can feast on Thanksgiving, you will win. You have to get to and harass Eli Manning. You cannot allow them to have long developing plays down the field. Ryan Kerrigan, as the kids say, ate yesterday. 2 sacks and a holding penalty, remember, that cost another 10 yards. So basically 3 sacks for a total of about 20 yards lost for Ryan Kerrigan, in addition to 2 other quarterback hits, in addition to 2 other tackles for loss, in addition to 5 combined tackles in the running game. He was a monster.
He was great. He was great in that game. You're absolutely right. This is what has to happen. And people, you know, I even tweeted this. I'm at Funny Danny, Grant's at Grant H. Paulson. The Giants' offense is reprehensibly bad. It's everyone who's responsible for it should lose their job bad. It's awful to watch. Everything about them stinks. Here's the thing. You don't apologize for that. That's what you're supposed to do. You hold them to 3 points over the course of 60 minutes. I'm not saying the Redskins' defense is good or they've arrived or now the corner's been turned, etc. That's what you're supposed to do. Sometimes we have to acknowledge you did what you were supposed to do. You can't win 2 games yet last night. You can't win 3. You can't go back and fix the Minnesota game. You can't go back and stop Drew Brees on the 2-minute right. drill. This is what you were faced with, and you did what you're supposed to do. Good job.
Do you know how many yards they allowed the Giants in the second half before the garbage time drive?
I think it was under 20, looking at the drive totals.
24 yards.
Is that what it was total?
24 yards. Game-sealing interception by Kendall Fuller, who is outstanding in the slot. Chris Collinsworth on the broadcast says he thinks he's one of the best slot corners in the league, and I think he's right, by the way. Anthony Lanier had a big sack, second time in as many weeks. And yeah, you could take credit away from the Redskins' defense because of who they played if you want to. Your prerogative. Here's what I know. Josh Harvey Clemens at inside linebacker was standing next to Zach Fidgel at inside linebacker at one point last night when Zach Brown got hurt.
This was the plan going into the season.
Here's what I know. AJ Francis was hosting Capitals Overtime with me at NBC Sports Washington last week. And I was asking him, hey, man, what happened? Why did the Redskins get rid of you for the second time in the last month? He's like, I don't know what they're doing, man. Those guys are crazy. I'm one of the best linemen in that building. He's at the NBC studios with me last week. He made a tackle for loss last night. Shh. Everybody. Shh. There is no you have to shut down. With the talent they didn't have last night,
yeah.
That's about just going out and playing as hard as possible and making a couple plays, and they did it. Let's open up the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines for you next. 800-636-1067 is the number. We'll be busy throughout the show. We've got Kirk Cousins coming on at 11, live in 45 minutes on the phones. You're also going to hear Junior Gallette on the show today, Brandon Scherff on the show today on this Black Friday. But your calls, game balls, gassers to the best and the worst of Thursday's win next on Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.